Ned Reynolds in the studio right now for our Reynolds Wrap, where we talk everything St. Louis Cardinals. Ned, your thoughts on the Cardinals-Marlins game last night?
Didn't exactly knock the cover off the ball, but that doesn't make any difference. The Cardinals got the win 4-2 over Miami. They did it by kind of hook and crook. Miami had a 2-0 lead in the game, and the Cardinals in the sixth inning loaded the bases. And this is what you have to do. You've got to kind of pick and scratch to get those runs in instead of always looking for a long ball. And that's what the Cardinals did. First run scored on a wild pitch. Actually, it was, in all honesty, a passed ball on the part of the catcher. The second one was a ground ball to the infield. Fielder's choice. Play was made at first base. Runner scores. Okay, game's tied 2-2. Then Yadier Molina hits a sacrifice fly, and the Cardinals had the lead 3-2. Dylan Carlson hit a home run in the ninth for a 4-2 final score, and that is key, and the Cardinals get the win over Miami. Play again this afternoon.
Yeah, just after 3 o'clock. All right, so Ned, it's Wednesday. Who was your pick for the Greene County Freight Red Hot Redbird today?
A guy who's been carrying the freight here in a couple of their games. Cardinals and Mike Schilt do a lot of relying on their bullpen. Starting pitchers in each case have not gone the distance and may not all year long. That's the philosophy of Major League Baseball. Mr. Schilt uses his bullpen, and my red-hot Redbird is Giovanni Gallegos, who has pitched very well coming out of the bullpen, including last night's game. Pitched well, you might remember, in the opener that the Cardinals won. He was reliever number 4 somewhere along the line, and he struck out a couple of Cincinnati Reds. This guy's got a lot going for him. I nominate him as the red-hot Redbird.
Cardinals play this afternoon, pregame, 2:15 here on 105.1 The Ball.